Welcome into the newest episode of Track Talk. Today, we'll look back at Edge of Your Seat Racing on short tracks the last 2 weeks at Bristol Motor Speedway and Richmond Raceway. First, though, news regarding a former Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series champion. 2003 champion Matt Kenseth announced his return to NASCAR's top series earlier this week with Roush Fenway Racing, the team he began his career with in 2000. Kenseth will return to competition on Saturday, May 12th at Kansas Speedway. Kenseth will take over the number 6 car, splitting time with current driver Trevor Bain. Kenseth being back on a part-time basis over the remainder of the 2018 season is seen as a good opportunity for the veteran to help the Roush Fenway Racing team as a whole to get back to winning form. Bain won the 2011 Daytona 500 with another iconic Ford team, Wood Brothers Racing, while the other RFR driver, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., earned 2 wins last season for the organization, the spring race at Talladega Super Speedway and the summer classic at Daytona International Speedway. The last cup championship for Roush Fenway came back-to-back with Kenseth in 2003 and teammate Kurt Busch in 2004. The full schedule for Kenseth to be in the car will be announced at a later date, but it has been confirmed that along with his return at Kansas, Kenseth will also be in the car to run the All-Star race the following week on Saturday, May 19th. Now, taking a look back at the last 2 weeks of action at 2 well-known short tracks, beginning with Bristol. Kyle Busch went back-to-back after winning on Monday in Thunder Valley. You'll remember he won the week prior at Texas Motor Speedway. The race at Bristol went 204 laps on Sunday before weather pushed the conclusion to Monday. That race brought back memories of Bristol in the 90s and early 2000s, with the low groove being the preferred groove, which led many to think that not many bumpers would be free of dings and dents with the bump and run back in play at Bristol this season. That happened on a handful of occasions throughout the Food City 500, most notably when Kyle Busch put the bumper to leader Kyle Larson with 5 laps to go. That move led to Busch's win. Although the weather was a challenge, the aggressiveness we saw on track, having to wait to conclude the race, was great to see as a fan and a journalist. Now, switching gears and looking at this past weekend at Richmond Raceway, Kyle Busch won again his 3rd race in a row for 2018, matching the feat put on by Kevin Harvick earlier this season. Busch won at Richmond on the 10-year anniversary weekend of when he and NASCAR's most popular driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr., made contact racing for the win on that night in 2008. The crash for the two drivers going into turn 3 allowed Clint Bowyer to sneak by and earn the win that night. The two drivers, their crews, and their respective fan bases were all frustrated and upset that the incident between the leaders 10 years ago cost their driver a win. 10 years on, Bush went on to win at that track, and as he got out of the car to celebrate with his signature bow, he heard more cheers than boos. That hasn't been a common occurrence lately for Kyle Busch, whose nickname is Rowdy. Therefore, he went in and celebrated with the fans in the stands. Overall, the last 2 weeks in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series have been filled with action and excitement. What will happen this weekend when the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series bumps and side drafts inches apart, 3 and 4 wide at Talladega Super Speedway, NASCAR's biggest track? We'll have to wait and watch all 500 miles, maybe even a few more miles in NASCAR overtime. Talladega will be a wild ride this Sunday. I can promise you that. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Track Talk. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger. Enjoy this weekend of racing from Talladega, Alabama.